The monumental dimensions of this sculptural group in gray granite are intended to convey the superhuman nature of the pharaoh, the god's favorite. The figure seated on the throne is Amon, the sun god. He is wearing a striking hat formed of two tall feathers. The feathers represent the two regions of Egypt, the north and south. They stand on a modius, a container for grain in the shape of a truncated cone. This crown is a symbol of the prosperity guaranteed to the whole country through the ripening of crops. The pharaoh Tutankhamun is standing between the god's feet. Amon's hands rest on his shoulders as a mark of protection. The sculpture has been damaged, and the god's hands, Tutankhamun's head, and the king's scroll were destroyed by blows from a scalpel in ancient times. It is likely that the pharaoh's political opponents tried to weaken his power by breaking the contact between the king and the god. In fact, it was believed that the divine fluid was transmitted to man through physical contact with the god.